Now, here's a preview of Powerful Women Revealed.
Take my mind and take my pain, like an empty bottle takes the rain, and
good afternoon, and welcome to WATD's Powerful Women Revealed, sponsored by Nicole Perry. You're invited to enjoy an ongoing series of uplifting, educational, and intimate discussions with a variety of powerful women that have all made the commitment to take their businesses and organizations to a higher level. These entrepreneurs all have a mission and appreciate the opportunity to share their stories with you. These women reveal their inspirations, milestones, and successes with your host, Nicole Perry.
Good afternoon and welcome to Powerful Women Revealed. I'm your host, Nicole Perry, and today my guest has created a foundation which helps empower people who are touched by various cancers through education and support. In June of 2006, she founded the Friends of Mel Foundation to honor her good friend of more than 35 years, Mel Simmons, who passed away in 2005 from breast cancer. Pauline is the executive director for the Friends of Mel Foundation, and in 11 years, they have gifted, this is over the top phenomenal, gifted over $3 million to various cancer supporting organizations. I am so blessed to have you here today and introduce you to my audience, Pauline Alighieri. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. I'm blessed to be here.
Oh, I have goosebumps on my whole body already.
And I love telling the story.
And I'm listening to the music that we're playing today on the way here to this recording, and tears are already swelling up in my eyes, and it's very emotional, but what you're doing is so beautiful. And
you.
So you're the story of, we're going to get to the story of Mel, but first I want to talk about how much the Friends of Mel has been featured, and I was so amazed to see on the Katie Couric show that was back in 2014, and then written up and featured in the Huffington Post in 2015. And then I read somewhere, and I couldn't find it today, about Robin Roberts wearing the bracelet herself on it. Was it to the Today show?
It was in the morning, right?
Okay. I don't watch TV in the morning anymore, so I can't remember what shows everybody's on.
We'd have people calling in. Oh, she's wearing, Robin's wearing the bracelet.
Oh my gosh, that is unbelievable.
And one day she was interviewing Tim McGraw for I think it was the Oscars. He was in a movie with Sandra Bullock, and she's holding the microphone, and she's got the bracelet on her arm, and I'm saying, oh, Robin, please ask him if he wants one for Faith, for his wife, Faith Hill.
Oh my God, that is so awesome. Well, now your story, let's talk about your story. You were a flight attendant for 40 years, mm-hmm. and that is where you met Mel?
Yes.
Okay. So you were friends.
We started flying about the same time.
Okay. All right. And then why did you decide to go back and get your degree?
Well, it wasn't even going back to get my degree. When I started flying, I was 19 years old. And you didn't need a college degree back mm-hmm. then in 1968. So when my kids started college, I just felt like something was missing in my life. And I love learning. And I said, well, I think I'll start and get my degree as well. I went to my son's high school and talked to the guidance counselor, and she gave me advice how to get started. And 4 or 5 years later, all three of us graduated together.
At the same time. That is so amazing.
It was so exciting. It really was.
Oh, my God. So you all graduated in 2005.
Right. My two sons and I. But
okay.
One of the things that I wanted to learn about as well. I have a brother who was the only survivor in a helicopter crash in Vietnam when
yes,
he was 19.
I read that.
And he, because of that, we lived with post-traumatic stress through his experience over
mm-hmm.
the years. And I noticed when Mel was in treatment for cancer, she would say to me, Pauline, you need to be working with people who have cancer, because it's the same thing. It's the same thing, the post-traumatic stress. It's the same, you know, life or death experience for people emotionally. Mm. And but I felt that I had never really walked in those shoes. My dad passed away from colon cancer, but nevertheless, it wasn't my own personal experience.
Yeah,
so
but she already had that vision for you.
Oh, my gosh. And it was as though the universe, or actually her up there sitting on a cloud, just kind of whipped me in a certain direction. And it reached a point in 2008 where I could no longer fly. It grew so quickly that I just had to make a decision. Am I going to continue with this, or am I going to continue to fly?
Isn't that the way when you start something new, you have to let one of the others go?
Right. And Mel would always say it's life on life's terms. And you just have to keep your eyes and your mind open to
what's
out there.
What did she say? Life?
It's life on life's terms.
Life on life's terms. Hmm. Well, she's very beautiful. And I'm watching all her videos. And I wish I would have had the, you know, blessing to have known her. But anyway, her presence, I'm already got the tears in my eyes right now. Her presence is just everywhere, and her memory is just being honored in such a beautiful way.
Well, you know, it's interesting, Nicole, because we didn't set out to do this.
Yeah.
We didn't set out to do this. Mel, when she was in treatment, well, we were all flight attendants. She had a wonderful family, a huge family, and they would bring her food and they would drive her. So what was left to do to help her through this? So she loved giving things away, always loved giving things away. And so when she was in treatment at Mass General, her flight attendant friends would bring her soap from Nice or lacquered pins from Russia or these bracelets from Turkey, and she'd leave them on the seats for people who were in treatment with her. So it wasn't long before she had a name at Mass General. I mean, she just, everybody loved her.
Oh,
it was
my
great.
Gosh. And now the bracelets are coming from Istanbul, is that right?
Right.
Okay. All right. Now, so what do you want people to know about you?
I guess maybe I looked at that question that you sent me before, and I thought, what do I want people to know about me? I really kind of like to operate under the radar. I'm not a person who likes to be out there, but there's a part of that you have to do if you're going to grow a foundation. I'm really passionate about this. It's something that means so much to me, and it continues to grow because over the years I learn more and more and more. Initially, I started listening to women with breast cancer, and then I came to learn that men get breast cancer.
Yes.
The number one killer of women and men is lung cancer.
Mm.
So I just kind of expanded our thinking, and instead of just focusing on breast cancer, there are a lot of organizations that are doing that. We had women saying to us, where do I go with colon cancer? Where do I get information about...
And well, so, there are foundations, but you're supporting all of these other organizations.
Well, that was another thing, too, that happened. As we grew, we had bracelet donations coming from all over the country. So, and I remember we were at a senior citizen center in their community room. That's where we worked every week, and we'd have a bell that we rang when we hit a new state. And at one point, before we even had an office, we had hit 50 states, sent orders to 50 states. So...
And in the beginning, your goal in 2005, was it? Well, 2006 was when you officially started the organization.
Right.
But there was a point where your original goal was to raise $5,000.
Right. Well, a really good friend of Marie Bradley, is the one who had the idea to put a basket of bracelets on a table and tell people to make a donation and get a bracelet. But then it just took off from there, and it got to where it was just so much work. But I remember going in talking to people at the development office at Mass General, and the woman said to me, where do you want to go with this? I said, we have an opportunity to raise money. I don't know how much, and I don't know why it's happening the way it's happening, but why would we ever let this go at this point? Let's ride it as long as we can ride it and try to make a difference. And so that's what we did. Initially, the money that we donated to Mass General underwrote a Dr. Beverly Moy's breast cancer research for 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
But then we expanded. How can we make our money work, and how can we make these donations really be impactful? One of the things we did, as you mentioned, the different organizations, was we started a program called Mel's Magic.
Oh.
And we would look for an organization in every different state that would... It had to be free support. It absolutely had to be at no cost to the cancer patient.
Okay.
So, for example, the cancer support community here in Norwell has a fabulous breast cancer support group. They have a men's group. They have a caregiver group. So we looked for organizations that would provide those services at no cost to the cancer patient. So we did everything from children's camps to men's group to,
And donating towards those organizations.
Each month we would focus on one, like the Brain Cancer Society.
Wow.
And at the same time, we had the opportunity to educate people about these different programs and what was available for them. So, mm-hmm. And always it had to be. I remember the Colon Cancer Alliance started a program called the Blue Note, and we were one of the first people to donate to it. But the key was that it was providing free support.
Yeah.
So we also were able to advertise it and promote it. We learned about colon cancer and made a donation at the same time. So it's been a growing experience in a lot of different ways.
Many different ways, and we're going to talk about more of those ways when we come back from break. But before we go, I just want to mention briefly the conference. The conference is coming up. This is your seventh year.
This will be our seventh year.
Mm-hmm. You have a conference. It's Saturday, October 28th, mm-hmm. and anyone can go to the conference and purchase tickets. How many can you hold?
I'm not really sure what the room holds, but we haven't filled it yet. We've come close, but
500.
The average is 250. We've had to this point, we've had about 1,500 people come to the conference over the years.
Okay. All right. So Saturday, October 28th, is it an all-day conference?
Yes, it is.
Okay, but it's a very, like, even Cheryl, I saw Cheryl's in the video, mm-hmm. Cheryl Terrell, and it's a emotional day. I've never done it. I've never gone, and I want to put it on my calendar.
I hope you
do. All right, well, I hope you stay with us. We got to go to break. I'm with Pauline Alighieri. Am I saying your name right?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. And it's friendsofmel.org. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed right here on 95.9 WATD.
Do you have a sewing machine? And are you curious about quilting? Whether you're new to the quilting world or you've been quilting for years, Homestead Quilting and Fabrics is here for you. At Homestead Quilting and Fabrics, they provide a large selection of quality fabrics and notions, as well as a variety of classes for beginners and advanced quilters. They give excellent customer service at Homestead Quilting and Fabrics to their local customers and the destination quilters who visit from afar. Visit homesteadquiltingandfabrics.com today.
Hi, my name is Rosemary Lanchester with EverythingYouWishFor.com. Powerful Women Revealed helped me capture my personal and professional story in an inspirational interview with very generous airtime. I personally had my own radio show right here on WATD, and I know the value of how radio can help you in your business. Nicole Perry takes the marketing even further with a podcast, website, and tons of social media marketing. The clients I've received since airing are of high quality and are actively referring me. Take advantage of effective and powerful marketing with Nicole Perry at Powerful Women Revealed.
Side of this, I just need a compass and a willing accomplice. All my doubts will fill my head, cascading up and down again, up and down, around again, down and up and down again. Oh, I've had my chances and I've taken them all, just to end up right back here on the floor, to end up right back here on the floor. Pennies in a well, of a hotel, fortune teller says maybe you won't go to hell, but I'm not scared at all. The cracks in the crystal, the cracks in the crystal.
And we are back. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed. I'm your host, Nicole Perry, and my guest is Pauline Alighieri, and she is with the Friends of Mel Foundation, and you can go to friendsofmel.org for more information. I want to share, I love that song. I've been waiting to play that for 4+ years doing the show, or since I've been doing the music. But what I love is later on, one of the lines in the songs is, she wouldn't trade the pain for what I've learned. Mm. I wouldn't trade the pain for what I've learned. What do you think Mel would say to that?
Oh my God, I've got goosebumps all over when you say that, because she felt that cancer was a gift. It didn't take away from the trauma of the experience. Mm. And I've seen this happen with other people as well, where you just kind of like assess conditions in your life, you know, like, where am I? Is my life meaningful? Am I doing all the things that I want to do? What do I need to get rid of to clear out the clutter?
Yeah.
Your life becomes kind of a no-nonsense, purposeful experience where you just want to make every minute count. And that's how Mel was. She just wanted
She was to like that before.
Oh, she was just the most giving, huge heart, fabulous sense of humor. I just can't even say enough about her. Everyone knew her. She was like a household word. She just was one of those people that had that kind of, and she made people feel like they were her only friend.
Mm.
Like they were her own, they were her best friend.
Everyone
felt that way.
Well, and people, you said on the flight attendants, on the flights, people would request and ask if she was,
oh my gosh,
you know, there.
People
that
would
day.
Get on. We'd have businessmen who traveled every week. I can remember one vice president from Fidelity, and he'd come on and say, is Mel working this flight?
Oh.
I mean, she just brought a ray of sunshine to everything she did.
And I'm so happy that you have videos of her.
Oh, me too. I wish I had more.
Yeah, of course. Mm. Of course. But one of the videos, she says, you know, acceptance. She said acceptance is the key word. And she accepted and she lives with cancer.
Mm-hmm.
Like she said she was done fighting it. And she said she'll be ready for the fight if she needs to. But she just lives with the cancer. And at the time.
Mm.
And I just thought that was really powerful. Like to really accepting it beyond any level that we could even imagine.
But you know, Mel and I used to talk about this all the time, because you grow, you try to figure out your life, what you want, where you're going, are you reaching your full potential, you're giving back what you should give back.
Mm.
And also you struggle with things, and acceptance, not just around the cancer experience, but isn't acceptance really an important word for anyone who's going through life?
Mm.
When do you have
mindful
the most emotion? You know,
awareness,
a divorce, or
you're
rallying against a bad experience, and you don't want to let go of that kid, you don't want to let go of that husband, you don't want to let go of that unhealthy marriage.
Yeah.
And it's a lot of times fear-based, but Mel and I used to talk about, if there was one word to describe that I knew, and she knew when we were 19, it would have been acceptance.
Acceptance, yeah.
You know, accepting life on life's terms, and the circumstances happen. Like Mel felt that it was something, cancer was an experience that she was going to learn from. And instead of fighting it or falling
embrace
into
it.
That dark hole, she reached out. She had people calling her all the time. And that's one of the things I've learned through Friends of Mel. I have met so many wonderful people who take their cancer experience and give back. And
turn it into a
part
positive.
Of their healing.
Yeah.
It becomes part of their healing.
Mm-hmm.
And so for that reason, I think that's why Mel felt that it was, I mean, she grew in a way that she never ever thought she would.
Now, I read somewhere that education is important, and support, and that's what the conference is about, that's what Friends of Mel is all about. I read somewhere that it said the best way is to educate. But what are people lacking in the education? What are we not learning? What is missing?
Well, you know, it's interesting that you asked me that question, because when I look at the Friends of Mel, looking back, I see it like in three categories. You know, originally the surprise of it being impactful, trying to figure out how to create the nonprofit, the bylaws, all those things that go along with that. The legality part of it. And then, you know, seeing the whole thing through the breast cancer individuals' experience. But
through their eyes.
Right, through their eyes. And like when one of the things we did with Dana Farber, I had a wonderful woman who ran a conference every year for breast cancer survivors. And she was really, it was her conference that I fashioned ours after.
Mm-hmm.
Because everything was top of the line for the people that came. They'd been battered, they were having financial issues, they were you know, struggling with chemo brain. So she wanted to create a day that was a feel-good day.
Mm.
And that's kind of what was my model. And I remember,
is she still doing that conference?
Unfortunately, she lost her battle to breast cancer. She was a doctor at Dana-Farber.
Uh-huh.
But not without having made a huge mark before she did.
Yeah.
So we sponsored a conference for breast cancer survivors over a weekend in New Hampshire, and all this while I'm talking to people and talking to people. And then we realized we had to grow and do this Mel's Magic piece and look for other ways to reach out beyond breast cancer.
Mm-hmm.
But then the American College of Surgeons determined that hospitals and cancer centers in order hospitals, cancer centers, in order to maintain their certification, had to have a program for cancer survivorship planning and distress screening.
Planning. Okay.
In place by 2015, the end of 2015.
Huh.
And that's how we started building the conference, was around those two pieces. So now if you go to the hospital, you don't just get a medical diagnosis, you get the psychological piece as well, assessment, you know, because...
Planning, because
right.
you
and
have
it,
to
it,
plan.
It interferes with your healing if you have the psychosocial issues are not addressed. You've got depression, anxiety, fear.
Anxiety.
How do you interferes
with the healing. You can't heal when you have all these loose ends and you don't have any answers. Right?
It's your fear taking over.
Mm-hmm.
Rightfully so. So that's how we designed the conference. We addressed those two issues.
Wow.
We brought in professionals from all across the country. As a matter of fact, there was one in particular that I just got a notice from him today because he knows we're planning our seventh. And Matt Lascalzo, he's with the City of Hope Hospital in California, and he does work with cancer survivorship planning. And he just said to me, "You have to know you ran the best survivorship program and the most diverse I have ever attended, and I've been doing this meaningful work for 37 years. Thank you."
Oh my God!
And so then I kind of
how did
felt
that
like,
feel?
Wow,
how did that
I've got
feel?
Goosebumps just telling you that.
Oh,
because
my
we're on
gosh.
The right track. We're on the right track.
Well, and you, how many women are wearing these bracelets? Or men?
Oh
and
God.
Men?
I can't even. Well, it's there like, are a couple men that won't take it off. I will tell you, but
like over a half a million.
A lot. They're everywhere. We have pictures on our website of like women in Spain, women in mm-hmm. China, women in Italy. We sent them to some soldiers in Iraq.
Mm.
They're everywhere.
And it's all the bracelets themselves are all about friendship, mm-hmm. love, support, and community.
It's a beautiful thing. Because someone who's going through a cancer experience is so grateful to the professionals that help them. And this is an affordable thing that they can make
and
a donation and give them to the nurses as a thank you. Or
I love this. And we got to go to break. But I love what I read. Make a donation and receive a bracelet.
Mm-hmm.
That you flipped it.
Mm-hmm.
And that is so beautiful.
Well, the Wear One, Share One program that we started is a lot of fun, too.
Wear
Let me
one,
tell you
share
about that
one.
When we finish
when
this
we,
break.
Okay, when we come
about.
Back, we're going to talk about Wear One, Share One. All right, I hope you'll stay with us. You can go to friendsofmel.org to get yourself a bracelet to find information about the conference coming up. I'm your host, Nicole Perry, and you're listening to Powerful Women Revealed right here on 95.9 WATD.
The spring market is back, and RE/MAX Spectrum, your hometown realtor, is here for you. Let them help you make your move. With 5 RE/MAX Spectrum office locations throughout Plymouth, Bristol, and Barnstable counties, this team of real estate professionals is highly trained and personable to guide you along your journey. And RE/MAX Spectrum is all about community. Look for their RE/MAX Spectrum magazine that's delivered to over 30,000 homes on the South Shore quarterly. Contact an office today at spectrumlistings.com.
Looking for a new and affordable way to promote your business? Let Sprout Digital Network create an eye-catching 30-second commercial starring your business, playing all day long on high-def TVs placed inside popular local restaurants, including Mamma Mia's, Sushi Joy, and Lobster Hut. Reach 100,000 people per month. Spots are filling up fast, so contact Rachel now to lock out your competition. Go to SproutDigitalNetwork.com for more info. That's Sprout DigitalNetwork.com. We make you look good.
You know, every week you hear me talking with powerful women in and around the South Shore, and their stories totally inspire me. But you may not think that you have an inspiring story, but that's because you lived it. So I'd like to hear your story, because together we can get you more visibility and continue to inspire women here at PowerfulWomenRevealed.com.
times in our lives, we all have pain, we all have sorrow. For if we are wise, we know that there is always tomorrow. Lean on me when you're not strong, and I'll be your friend. So please swallow your pride. If I have fame, you need to borrow. For no one can feel, those are your needs that you only.
And we are back. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed. I'm your host, Nicole Perry, and my guest is Pauline Alighieri, and she is with the Friends of Mel Foundation. And before we went to break, we were talking, you're going to share with me, what is Wear One? Because I kind of thought I knew what it was. I thought it was just Wear One or Share One. But what is this program?
Well, we started a campaign where, Delta Airlines had a conference in Boston for all their salespeople. And like most businesses, they have a community building project during the over the course of the weekend with their employees, and so we crafted this program where people come in, they get a package, and it has all the materials to make two bracelets, and then it has a little gift bag and tissue paper and a gift card and a box, and so what would happen is you'd come in as an employee,
idea.
You'd sit down with the packet, you'd make two bracelets, one for yourself
and
one to gift to someone. So that's how we started that program. As a matter of fact, I have a package of 65 packages in the back of my car going out to California today.
Really?
For our convention that they're having.
Oh,
companies
my gosh.
Having.
Now, tell me, speaking of making the bracelets, who is making the bracelets now?
Well, we do get the bracelets from Istanbul.
Who is? Did I say that wrong?
Yeah, we still get the bracelets from Istanbul, but we have been doing a lot with the developmentally delayed in Reading.
Yes.
Mel had a wonderful friend who worked with us at Delta who had a child who was developmentally delayed. She passed away when she was a year old. But that's how we got introduced to this. I mean, as it was growing, we couldn't get them fast enough from Turkey. We had...
So you were ordering them from Turkey.
We were ordering them from Turkey, and then we had them assembled here. We started making kind of like an enhanced version of the bracelet with Swarovski crystal,
which
rondelles
is what I'm wearing,
in between the beads.
Mm-hmm.
So we had this developmentally delayed in Reading assembling them for us.
Okay.
It's
wonderful. That is the most creative, fantastic, beautiful thing that I've ever heard. And I saw you were at our South Shore Women's Business Network breakfast, and you showed the video, and it was just so touching to see that they're earning a living and they're helping, and it's a job for them, and they're actually making the bracelets.
And I will tell you, there is no other company that we have worked with that gives at the end product. They get the materials and the end product. Everything is perfectly bagged. It's always counted correctly. There's no mistakes. I mean, they're wonderful.
It is fantastic. And that's happening in Reading, Mass.
Yes.
So if somebody wants to join, or work and help make the bracelets, can they do that, or are you fully staffed? Or?
Well, we've done that through like volunteers coming in. We have a lot of volunteers that come in,
Some of them are getting paid, though, right?
I do have an assistant, and I do have an account, and I have the people that I need to run the business.
Yes.
But the volunteer pieces, people come in, they bring their salads, they're all retired, they're having a little coffee clatch, they're making the bracelets, they're counting them out, they're packaging them. But it's not something like the need doesn't... They're not always there when I have the need. So I had to find something that I could depend on to be able to create these bracelets for us.
Okay.
We do that with the developmental delay.
Okay. Now, the conference is called The Art of Living Life with cancer?
Beyond cancer.
Beyond cancer. Okay. And what do you want to say about the conference that we haven't already shared?
Well, come on down. If you have cancer, whether you just newly diagnosed or you've been dealing with it for years.
Or you know someone,
come on down. Cancer survivors, men, women, caregivers. We have a workshop for caregivers now because as we've done the conference, we've learned what people are looking for and what they need. And the goal is to leave that day knowing more about exercise, knowing more about nutrition, knowing more about behavior management and what gets in your way psychologically that you know, some people eat for fear. You know, how do you channel
balance,
all of that?
Channel it, and do they walk away with information on planning?
Well, it all depends on what each individual presenter brings in. But I have a woman on cancer survivorship planning for Mass General who's going to be presenting that. They bring their own materials to distribute. And then we also have an integrative therapy section where people can sample Reiki and massage and acupuncture. But what I'm really excited about this year is that we have Dr. William Kalin, one of the lead researchers at Dana-Farber. He works with the Breast Cancer Research Foundation around breast cancer, and he's going to be talking about genes, our genes, and how that kind of predicts what your situation is going to be. And he said that I remember him saying when I heard him speak that up until the genome project, or I'm not really sure exactly what they call it, but it was like looking for a cure was like looking for a needle in a haystack.
Yeah.
And once they opened that, just like now with immune targeted therapy, I mean, these are new, they're predicting that in 10 years, this is going to be a multi-billion dollar business. I mean, this is so new where you're using your own body to heal yourself.
Mm.
So he's our keynote speaker, which I'm thrilled about and I'm honored. Last year, he won the American version of the Nobel Peace Prize, the Lasker Award.
Wow.
So I'm so honored to have him. And he happens to be the husband of Dr. Kalin, who passed away and was the one that we fashioned the cancer after.
You have got to be kidding me.
So he's looking at it from a caregiver's perspective as well. And then we have Kelly Tuthill, who is our other keynote speaker.
I saw, yep.
Yep, she was, as you know, a reporter at Channel 5. She's at Regis College now, but she's going to talk about her own experience because when you're in the throes of treatment and all of those things that are impacting your life, I said to Kelly, all you have to do is show up. You just had a baby, you look healthy, you're thriving, your life is thriving, and people know that that's possible at a time that they think that it's not. So,
wow.
Yeah,
so
it's going to be a great day.
She has an amazing story.
Oh my gosh.
All right, well, we do have to go to break, but I want to talk about possibly volunteering when we come back, okay? So I hope you'll stay with us. My guest is Pauline Alighieri. You can go to friendsofmel.org. I'm your host, Nicole Perry. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed right here on 95.9 WATD.
Are you recently engaged or planning a wedding? You can have a joyful experience planning a wedding with the perfect plan right by your side, tucking in every single detail. With over 17 years of experience, the perfect plan is your navigation expert. The perfect plan has the connections and the experience to not only perform, but to exceed your expectations. The perfect plan, your direction, our passion and knowledge. Begin your journey with us. Contact theperfectplanweddings.com today. Do you want to be in control of your financial future? Meridian Financial Service, along with its sister company, Mary Hurdle CPA, provides financial solutions so you can plan for your family's future. Working with a certified financial planner in conjunction with a CPA can help you obtain this goal. For more information, visit MeridianFinancialService.com. At Meridian, we provide the highest levels of financial planning, money management, accounting, and tax services. Contact us at MeridianFinancialService.com to start planning today.
To know that we are stronger together, stronger, yes we are, so much more when we're united.
to know that we are stronger together.
And we are back. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed, and we are stronger together.
I'm just about ready to break out in song here, Nicole. You know what? To these great, powerful lyrics to this song.
This song is amazing. I was in TJ Maxx over the weekend, or Kohl's. I was there twice, both. I heard the song. I Shazammed it right away. I'm like, this is going to be in a show that's amazing, and oh my God, 3 days later, it's with you. But yeah, the lyrics are amazing. I don't know. I've never heard Jessica Sanchez before, but I love what you said about tell me what you said about you and Mel about music.
Oh, we used to sing on the phone together.
Oh, did you hear that new song by so and so?
We had such a great
so you
time
were both
together.
in love with music.
Yes, we both
and
love music.
So I hope that you're happy with all of the songs that I chose.
Oh my goodness, I'm
I
just looking at the lyrics here, and one of the things that the people have said to me at the conference is that the thing that they appreciate is that they're surrounded by people who get it.
Yeah.
Who understand their experience.
Yes.
So that in itself
and
is
she
a
says,
strong statement.
Well, we're united together, one mind, one soul, one heart.
Right.
And I just love it. I'm a geek. I admit it. Now, service, we didn't touch on this in the beginning. Service is something that is almost ingrained in you.
Mm.
Like, just really from your own parents.
Right. It is from my own parents. That's
right.
The way I was raised. Mel was the same way.
Yeah.
I mean.
And she was a giver.
She was one of the most generous people.
Mm. So she's just, everyone is really just honoring her memory, but honoring their own inspiring stories. My mom's wearing the bracelet. She got one too with the Swarovski crystal. I'm wearing it. This is technically not my colors, but I am wearing it on occasion.
Well, the colors represent different cancers, so that's something
well,
that's
it
special
is.
About it.
It is, and you are going to be coming out with individual solid color bracelets.
We have some on the website now that are available.
I am excited about
colon
that.
Cancer, pancreatic cancer. There's a list. Children's
yeah.
cancer, leukemia.
Yeah, that is really a fantastic way. See, you just keep expanding.
I know. And this is a great time because tomorrow starts Cancer Survivorship Month.
Oh, really?
Right. It's in June.
Oh, well, actually, so today we're recording. So the show is going to be airing on June 4th.
A lot of the cancer centers have programs over that day, throughout the month, actually.
Oh, okay.
So it's a good time. You'll see a lot coming up. Like if you're on Facebook or social media, there'll be a lot of postings about different kinds
okay.
of cancers. And
now, can people volunteer at your conference?
Yes, people can. We are reliant on volunteers. We have people who exhibit, and so they bring in resources that are available to cancer patients. We have about 15 of those tables, and then we have the integrative therapy section. And if it weren't for our volunteers like Cheryl Terrell and
mm-hmm.
Barbara Case and these wonderful women that just get it. They get it and they give.
Yeah. And she says she does it with her daughter. So I want to go with my mom.
Well, so does Barbara Case.
Yeah. I want to do that. Well, and so as far as donating, so people can make a donation whether they receive a bracelet or not. They can? Does that even happen?
It does.
Like, who would not want to have the bracelet?
Well, I know, but there's people who consistently support us. Like for the conference especially, we have Christine Sullivan Memorial Foundation, which is run by Bob Sullivan from Sullivan Tire. We have Skating Strides for Women with Breast Cancer. It's an organization. It's actually a hockey organization, a women's Division I hockey teams all over the country.
Really?
Every January they have a weekend where they raise money for the conference.
Oh, that's a beautiful thing. And it really is empowering women. The whole conference is all about empowering women and people beyond cancer. And it's a wellness initiative. So it's, how long is the conference, did you say?
Conference starts at 8, is over at 4. We have breakfast, we have lunch.
Okay.
It's an all-day event.
All-day
event.
People
are supporting each other, talking, making new friends. It's wonderful.
Yeah, and I want to go back to how the bracelets are being made. I know you have a little tickle in your throat. That's okay. You'll get past it. It's Mel tickling you right now,
right,
I think, right? They're the people that are making the bracelets in Reading, Mass. They are earning a living. They are getting paid, and they're earning.
Well, initially, it was a volunteer thing.
Yes.
And a lot of the people who are there during the course of the day, they are mainstreamed out into jobs. But there are people who can't mainstream out into jobs.
Mm.
So the state made the determination that if they were doing work in the at the facility, that they would be earning the same wage that
they
people
could
would go out. Right.
They
it's
could
wonderful.
Earn a living.
They love it. And we were talking about what they do with the money and,
mm-hmm.
you know, either buying a gift or going out somewhere to eat. It just gives them such a sense of self-worth.
Yeah, it you know, and you see the pride. You see the pride. You see them in their faces how they couldn't imagine themselves doing anything else. Can you imagine yourself doing anything else?
No, I can't. I really can't. It's just like, oh my, I don't even know how it all happened in 10 years have come by.
I know. 11 years, actually.
Wow, that's right.
This
We're
is 11th year. And you're going, plugging along strongly. I want to mention some of these other organizations that you're supporting. There are 52 organizations. So again, it's once a month that you're choosing one?
We did that for 3 years.
Oh, in the beginning.
And then we turned our focus onto everything educational because we learned, what we wanted to do was how can we reach the greatest number of people?
Mm.
Well, in one sitting, we've got 250 people at least. So,
yeah.
And we can channel all of those donations into programs that
yes.
help them live their best lives. And we have a scholarship program. That's when you asked about donations. People make donations and sponsor. We have the Plymouth Lions Club that sponsors. They provide scholarships for people to come because $35 is a lot of money to people that are in treatment.
Yeah.
So those are the types of things that we do. And they can underwrite a breakfast. They can pay for a speaker. They can... Those are the types of things that we do with donations.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm. Or they can just give. And then you can just place it where you need to place it.
Right.
Okay. All right. And one more thing I want to mention. We got to go. We're out of time. I know.
I hate it when that happens.
I know.
We're having such a good time here.
So you are also partnering up with Triage Cancer. It's a regional survivors conference. Is that right? In Wisconsin.
Well, not just Wisconsin. They are an organization that they themselves do educational conferences. And the first day, who they educate are the oncology professionals. The second day, it's cancer survivors. But it's all about finance, disability, understanding the Affordable Care Act, something that we can't do. It's an extension.
Oh.
We've had speakers come from there.
Oh, okay.
But so they do this all over the country. So we try to promote them wherever they are to make people aware of this, especially now. I don't even know where things are going to fall with all the changes that are taking place in the healthcare industry.
Oh, well, so, we're just going to cross our fingers and we're going to, what would Mel say? Let life lead you? What
right.
is the saying? What
I know. I'm not really sure, but, you know.
You're blanking on it right now.
Yeah,
that's
I
okay.
Am.
That's okay. Well, I would like to leave on the note of a quote by Maya Angelou, which is actually Mel's favorite quote.
She loved this.
And it is, I've learned that people will forget what you said, people will forget what you did, but people will never forget how you made them feel. That is so beautiful. Maya Angelou, I love it. It's fantastic. Thank you so much for being here today.
Oh my gosh, thank you for giving me this opportunity. I'm so grateful.
Oh, thank you very much. You can go to friendsofmel.org for more information. Thank you for listening. I hope you'll tune in next Sunday after the news at noon. Until then, I'm your host, Nicole Perry. Have a great week, and remember, knowledge is power.